I was naked and you clothed me. Matthew 25:36. This sculpture speaks to one of the most fundamental human needs, dignity. To be without clothing is more than just physical exposure. It is vulnerability, abandonment, and often shame. Yet Christ tells us that in clothing the naked, we are clothing him. Let us explore this sculpture. One of the most challenging things was how to come across a way to represent when I was naked, you clothed me. I've achieved this, and it was the inspiration from actually being in Rome many years ago when I was looking out my window and I saw homeless people, a man and a woman, using cardboard. They were using cardboard as bedding, they were using it as blankets, they were using it to shelter and screen themselves from the sidewalk. And all night long, I was looking out my window, periodically seeing if they were okay. At one moment, in the middle of the night, I saw some rats coming from the street, coming and crawling into the cardboard little bedding that they made. My heart sank. My thoughts just were crushed. And I thought, oh my goodness, these poor souls have to deal with rats as well. And that morning, I realized how I would sculpt when I was naked, you clothed me. It would be with Jesus clutching a simple, measly piece of cardboard. And it was through that I really expressed how naked the figure was. And the representation made the figure of Jesus look all the more fragile and vulnerable. When I think about the homeless people and I think about cardboard now, I think about how we do not know their life experiences, how that they are suffering in a way that we have no understanding. And to put Jesus within that context, naked with his hand reaching out, shows that vulnerability, shows that absolute desperation and that need that all humanity has, especially the marginalized within our community. The sculpture and the location of it here in the vestibule. When one goes into the church, they will see the magnificent work of Michelangelo's Moses. But here, almost as a guard, almost as a bit of medicine for us, here Jesus is curled up, naked, with his hand outstretched. What I love about the placement of the sculpture at this historical building, at the entrance of it, it suggests that in order to go into the church, we need to understand the Gospels and we need to celebrate, promote, and practice the Gospel. Thank you for joining me on this reflection. My hope is that this sculpture has touched your heart and invited you to see the world with greater compassion. But the journey continues. Each piece has a new story to tell, a new lesson to share. Let's continue together. Meet me at our next stop, the homeless Jesus.